show. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show. It's Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. We've got a lot of stuff to cover today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone when you call on in. Boy, if you are bothering to watch the corporate media, and at this point I'm ready to just switch over and watch the science and educational and movie channels, because it's just nothing but all Boston all the time. Boston, 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 terror, 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 Muslim, Muslim, Muslim. It's a full court press. It's not news. It's a sales campaign, and it's a high pressure sales campaign. Reach and repetition, reach and repetition, reach and repetition. So, they're out there just struggling to keep this narrative going. And they're not really having a great deal of success. This is turning out to be a major public relations propaganda disaster surrounding this whole thing. We're seeing articles from all around the world, over at Intel Hub, general public not buying government lies on terrorist acts anymore. And we're seeing almost this plaintive whining and crying coming out of the propagandists. There was an interesting story over on the Daily Mail, where they're talking about how disgusting it is that people on the internet think Dzhokhar Tsarnaev and his brother Tamerlan are innocent. How dare they? And they're just screaming about how this Facebook group on that subject is drawing all these fans, and they've got all these followers, and it's all over the place. And they have this interesting quote from an unnamed federal agent in Washington, D.C. And the quote is, "What a bunch of unbelievable idiots. These morons will make it much harder for the country to recover from this. I seriously hope ordinary people have their BS detectors on full throttle." Well, Mr. Federal Agent, we do. That's the problem. Our BS detectors have been on full throttle since that whopper you told us about Saddam's weapons of mass destruction. Since that whopper you told us about Osama bin Laden. Since that whopper about the torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, since that whopper about Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, since that whopper you keep telling us about the unemployment in this country. If the federal government and its intelligence agencies are dealing with a crisis of credibility, it is by their own hand. And they're out there just saying, oh, it's the fault of all those independent media and the internet, and they're not playing fair. You know, they're cheating. They're telling the truth. How can we function? Well, the answer is you can't. And I've been saying that for months. The rules that worked at the height of the Cold War, when you could wave commies at us and we would soil ourselves, those rules do not work any longer. Those days are gone. And you will either be truthful with the American people and the world, or you will simply go away. And that's the reality. Now, Lindsey Graham is now out there saying he's calling on the FBI to correct serious misinformation on Boston. In other words, he's saying, look, the lies you've already told aren't working. Come up with a new bunch of lies real quick. We got to save this thing. And the significance of all of these developments here, where they're out there just screaming and pointing fingers at the internet and Facebook and Republic Broadcasting and what really happened, oh, harumph, harumph, harumph. The fact that they're reacting to the independent media tells us they've lost the initiative on this propaganda campaign. They're now reacting to us. They're not in control of the narrative any longer. They've lost the initiative, which means they have lost this particular war for the minds of America. And remember, the Constitution does not give the federal government the right to lie to the people. So when they lie to the people, they cease to be the legal government. We will be right back.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. Was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men.
And aloha, welcome back to the show here, and I want to expand on what I was saying when we went to the commercial break. The Declaration of Independence states, governments derive their just power from the consent of the governed. I do not consent to be lied to. I don't know anybody who does. The Constitution does not authorize the government to lie to the people, to deceive them, to trick them. And the 10th Amendment prohibits the United States government from simply assuming that right. So when the government lies to you about the unemployment, torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, Lee Harvey Oswald, long, long list. When the government lies to you, they are acting unconstitutionally and illegally, and they cease to be the legitimate government of this land. There is no law that says you must believe these shovel loads of bovine excrement being flung at you with greater and greater force by the corporate media. You still have the freedom to decide for yourself what's going on out there. And as I mentioned earlier, we're seeing the propagandists now reacting to this growing public skepticism of the official story about Boston. And they're out there desperate trying to demonize these brothers because the reality of their lives, especially the older brother, is in such stark contrast with what we're being told that he did in Boston. Star athlete, star student, very happy to have had the chance to come to the United States of America. much better life than he had in his homeland. Golden Gloves champion, potential Olympic athlete on the U.S. team. Does this sound like somebody who just out of a clear blue sky decides to blow up the Boston Marathon? Don't forget, 2 years ago, the FBI, at the request of a foreign government, investigated the older brother, and they found nothing at all. So now they're out there trying to find anything they can use to rebrand him as the villain, where the American people would say, yes, he might have done something like that because he had overdue library books, and he tore the tags off his couch cushions, and he passes wind in elevators and laughs afterwards. CNN is going on and on about how the older brother traveled to Russia in 2012. See, remember I told you, the people planning this propaganda, they're still locked in that Cold War, 1950s, 1960s mindset, where all they have to do is say, commies and Russia, and we'll all go, whoo, save us, save us. Well, the problem is once the Soviet Union collapsed, the schools stopped propagandizing students that Russians were bad. In fact, in 2012, Russia was our good friend. And people travel to Russia for all kinds of benign reasons. I wouldn't mind being a tourist there myself. I'd love to see the Hermitage. I'd love to see the recreated Amber Room. That doesn't make me a terrorist to want to travel and visit Russia any more than it makes me a terrorist to want to travel and visit in Israel if they weren't going to shoot me dead on the border. And I'll tell you just how desperate they are getting to demonize the older brother. Apparently, prosecutors are now out there declaring that Tamerlan Tsarnaev is a possible suspect in an unsolved triple murder back in 2011. This is exactly when the FBI was investigating this guy. And apparently these three men were found dead in an apartment in Waltham, Massachusetts, their throats cut, and it appeared to be a drug hit. And so you've got this Middlesex County District Attorney's Office spokeswoman, Mary Beth Long, is saying, well, we're not going to reveal the details of our investigation, but we're following up to see if there's a link between this guy and this murder, because he knew one of the victims. And it's just an outright smear attempt. They have no evidence of it whatsoever. They don't have any evidence at all. It's just he knew the victim. They're trying to rebrand him. Oh, he may have been involved in a drug murder. It's guilt by innuendo. Now, given the high rate of crime and murder in this nation, I would expect many of you listening to this broadcast have at some time in your life known someone who was murdered. I do. A girl by the name of Dorothy Stratton. She was Playmate of the Year. And I worked with her on two movies, Skate Town USA and Galaxina. And shortly after that, she was murdered. I didn't do it. Just knowing somebody who got murdered does not, in and of itself, make you a suspect. So this attempt to link Tamerlan to this drug murder with zero evidence other than that he knew one of the victims is another pathetic reach by the propagandists desperate to prop up a rapidly crumbling story. Now, we've been talking about all these people coming out there saying, oh, it's time to rethink the Constitution. We've got to get rid of the Constitution. Lindsey Graham was out there a month ago. CBS and New York Times are out there saying, well, really, the federal government could operate so much more smoothly if we didn't have that pesky Constitution and Bill of Rights to worry about. And now Michael Bloomberg, who even as New York struggles with a homeless population numbering about 50,000, was busy out there making sure that your soft drinks weren't too large, is out there saying the interpretation of the Constitution will have to change following the Boston bombing. There is no interpretation of the Constitution. The Constitution is written pretty clear about the right to freedom of speech, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to be free of unreasonable search and seizures, the requirement of a warrant before the government comes into your home or into your business to go on a fishing expedition. And so Mayor Bloomberg is out there saying the interpretation of the Constitution will have to change to allow for greater security to stave off future attacks. There are two problems with that. First of all, Adolf Hitler said pretty much the same thing following the Reichstag fire. I must have these extra authorities to prevent future attacks. Well, of course, Hitler and his own boys burned the Reichstag fire down. They framed it on George Dimitrov with the ultimate agenda of angering the German people into war with Russia and agreeing to surrender their legal rights. Same thing they did with the attack at the Gliwice radio station. And so it looks like Michael Bloomberg, when he's not out there telling you what size soft drinks you're going to have with your lunch, he's out there reading Hitler's brand new book, Dictatorship for Dummies, the updated 2013 edition. Now, the second problem with Michael Bloomberg's statement is that we have, over the last 10 years, already seen the federal government completely bypass the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. They've got cameras watching us. They're reading our emails. They're listening to our phone calls. They're prowling through our computers. They're groping us at the airports. It did not stave off a future attack. It doesn't work. The only purpose for all this surveillance is the federal government is now terrified of 330 million Americans who are getting very, very pissed off at what's going on. And they're out to grab the guns, and they're out to basically put us on lockdown. What they just did in Boston is now intended for the entire country. Keep you in your home. Keep guns pointed at you. So you can't stand up and say the direction this nation is on is a mistake. Another little piece of propaganda that we're getting out there now, and again, this is reacting to the growing skepticism out here in the independent media. They're now claiming that the younger brother in the hospital is now starting to write out things. He says he's not connected with any other terror organizations. Nobody can find that he actually is. And, of course, we only have the word of the government what he's writing down. And one of the things they're hitting very, very hard is, oh, they got the directions on how to make the bombs from the Internet. Oh, it's the Internet that's the problem. The Internet is the source of terrorism. So here comes the call for government control of the Internet. And very few people are buying it over at b4n.info. Joel Skousen is out there saying it's obvious the Sarnia brothers were set up in a false flag operation. People are not buying this. I've put a whole bunch of links to videos and articles people are making. It is a viral phenomenon all across the World Wide Web. The bombing suspect's aunt is continuing to say the kids were set up. She says she is now a target of threats trying to silence her, saying it is a conspiracy to frame them, just like Lee Oswald was framed for John F. Kennedy, Sirhan Sirhan was framed for Robert Kennedy, George Dimitrov was framed for the Reichstag fire, James Earl Ray was framed for Martin Luther King. It goes on and on and on. When you have one of these history-changing assassinations or terror attacks, there's always got to be a patsy to blame it on so the public stops asking who did it. Oh, the president's been shot. Who did it? Oh, it's this guy here. This guy did it. We arrested him. He's guilty, and then he conveniently dies, shot to death in the basement of the Dallas police station. So you don't need to look any further for the guilty parties. It was this guy all by himself, and you don't need to look any further. Over at LaRouche, they're asking, was this another one of the FBI's numerous entrapments that we have been reading about for the last several years, where the FBI creates the plot, sets it up, and then swoops in at the last second to arrest the criminals and garner headlines saying, see, there's a Muslim terror threat in this country. So people are skeptical. And again, if the government has a crisis of credibility, they did it to themselves. And the corporate media is hat in hand with all of this, which is probably why the corporate media is doing so poorly in terms of their audience and advertising right now. Now, this idea that the Sarnaev brothers robbed a 7-Eleven has been completely debunked. A spokeswoman for the 7-Eleven Corporation is saying that the people who held up that store were unconnected with the Boston bombing, didn't look anything like them, and yet the corporate media is still reporting this as a fact, that these brothers robbed the 7-Eleven. They got to demonize them. Oh, see, they did this. They robbed the 7-Eleven. They killed a cop. They did all these horrible things. Believe us when we tell you they're guilty. We'll be right back.
Yeah. What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Working two jobs has never seen me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know.
America, welcome back to the show. So this whole hoax, this false flag about Boston is falling apart. It's crumbling faster than the U.S. Federal Reserve note. The problems keep showing up, and I imagine it's very frustrating for these government propagandists to realize they've got 300 million Americans looking for reasons not to believe the official story. Good example, the official story is that these two brothers had these black backpacks in which the bombs were located. They showed the remains of the black backpacks on the ground. There's only one problem. The photos near the marathon showing the younger brother, his backpack is white. The remains of the backpacks that had the bombs have this little white square on them, which identifies them as the backpacks being carried by these men in the black and tan, which are now being claimed to be members of this nuclear emergency federal agency, which in the aftermath of Boston has had their funding renewed. So it just goes on and on and on. Now, yesterday we were talking about the fact that these two brothers were named because supposedly there was videotape actually showing them planting the bomb and walking away just before it explodes. And the Massachusetts governor is out there saying, you know, there are videos, I haven't seen them. You know, these are very striking videos. How does he know? He hasn't seen them. Turns out they don't really exist. And now the corporate media is just going, you know, that story has gone into the Orwellian void. It's yet another piece of propaganda that was put out there that has now collapsed. They put out every picture and every video they've got to demonize these guys. The one that would sell the idea these guys were the bombers turns out not to exist. All righty, we're going to grab some phone calls here. George in Texas. Aloha, George. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? Before I go to my my talking point, I'm calling out if there is a good defense criminal defense lawyer with a who cares about due process. I would urge you to go represent this young Russian fellow pro bono, and I hope people would help support him, because I don't really trust the government-appointed attorney they're going to give him.
Well, you know, the family did have money. I'm sure they could hire a decent lawyer, and I'm sure there's a lot of up-and-coming lawyers who would welcome the media exposure and reputation building that it would do. The question is whether they're going to let this kid have a lawyer or not. Because don't forget, they have suspended his Miranda rights due to the public safety exception to the other rules they just made up. So the question isn't whether or not he can get a good lawyer. The question is whether he can get a lawyer at all. And right now he's being held in isolation. They're claiming he can't talk because of this throat wound, for which there is no evidence at all in the photo showing him climbing out of the boat. They're claiming he's writing his answers. They've done a transcript of the answers to release. The opportunity for fraud and outright lies is clearly there. There's absolutely no provenance whatsoever that what the corporate media is telling us this guy is writing down, you know, is real or not. It's just a complete hoax from top to bottom.
Yes. Last night I went to a Tea Party meeting, and we had a Bostonian that's like in his mid-70s come down here. And he was sort of like saying, he was like telling the Patriot broadcasters, don't be comparing Boston, the martial law in Boston to the rest of America. And this is what he said. He sat there and said, too many people in Massachusetts has ignored the corruption of politicians for so long and keep sending them back in an office. This is the blowback people get when they ignore corruption and keep sending the same idiots and corrupt people back into office.
Well, you're presuming the elections that returned the corrupt to office are honest and fair, and that, of course, is a rather bogus assumption in hindsight of blackboxvoting.org and what Bev Harris has exposed about these electronic machines.
So, I mean, but, you know, it's a symptom, but I'm just saying, you know, it's more like down in Texas, you know, the way the police behaved up in Boston, they wouldn't get away with it down here for too long. You know, you point guns at, please come point guns at my face at my door. You know, they're gonna get not a nice welcome. You know.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because you know they had these crowds immediately show up to chant USA, USA, please take away our freedoms. I wonder how much of that was being manufactured and staged. I really seriously based because I still have family in Boston. And based on my my emails and phone calls and text messages with them, they were not at all happy about the way they were being treated. So this whole thing about chanting USA, USA may be another rent a ruckus for all we know.
As far as I know, they probably mixed that into the audio. Probably an audio feed, separate audio feed.
Probably, you know, again, at this point, the presumption is everything the government and the corporate media is doing is a complete, total fabrication in order to, and again, it's a hard sell. They know they're facing a skeptical nation and a skeptical world, so they're just going to keep pounding it. And I'll tell you what's going to happen all across America. People are going to just shut off the corporate media because they're tired of hearing about it already. It's been more than a week. And they're tired of hearing about it. They're not reporting any other news other than Boston, 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 Boston. I'm at the point now where I'm watching the Science Fiction Channel. I'm going to get more truth from that than I do from ABC, CNN, and the rest of those people. Okay?
Yeah. Another thing, up in West Texas, I got an email from a friend who lives outside Waco.
Can you hang on till after the commercial break? We got to take a break for some words. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Wall Street wizards on the lam, from a mental institution, claim private retirement funds, yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash. Will Congress pay the piper?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with George in Texas. And, George, would you just sort of pick up where you left off?
Well, I got an email from a friend up in Waco. And you're talking about Obama coming, doing a memorial service. And a lot of people don't want the president to come. Not so much that he's not liked, but the thing is, every time his Secret Service comes, it's just so much of a hassle.
Even oh, yeah, we get the same thing here in Hawaii. Every time he comes out for a vacation, the traffic just is locked up. Everywhere they go, it's just two-hour traffic jams. It's insane. Come on, Obama, go to Acapulco or something for your next vacation.
You know, Ronald Reagan spoke at my graduation commencement. You want to know what? We had Secret Service, but guess what? Everything went on as business as usual. Even some high schools don't want the president to come because it's such a hassle. You know,
many, many years ago, and this goes back to that video we saw of Saddam before the U.S. invasion, where he was just sort of out in the street and he had bodyguards around, but people could just come up and wave at him, and he was obviously very well liked. Many years ago, when I was down in Australia, at Sydney, I was over at the Rocks, and the Australian Prime Minister was there with his family, just shopping, a lot of, you know, little boutiques and everything, and he had a couple of bodyguards with him. But that was it. They weren't hassling people. They weren't grabbing their crotches. The degree of protection you see around America's political leaders is a barometer of just how terrified they are of you right now.
Yeah, but even like Governor Rick Perry, he doesn't even have a big security detail around him. I walk up and shook his hand, you know.
Obviously, he doesn't need one.
And, you know, the thing is, it's more like, you know, I got to say, if the president wants to come speak in my yard, please don't come. You're just a hassle.
Yeah, it is. It's not worth, you know, you don't get to meet him. You don't get to see him. It's just nothing but hassles. And, yeah, really, it's not worth it. Not worth it at all. As I understand it, the Secret Service hasn't even made good on the bill to the state of Hawaii for all the added police protection from the last trip.
Yeah. One more thing. You know, my friend who was a camera girl out in Tampa, Florida, one of the affiliates,
mm-hmm.
She went up to West Texas. And, you know, the thing is, it's like I say, most of her footage was chopped to the editing floor. And all they wanted to hear was, like, government dependence, dependence, like, and all that stuff, but actually people were saying we're going to help each other and we're going to rebuild. They did not want to hear that. They wanted to hear, like, goodies from the government.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. They're selling that whole dependence, and what we need is independence. We need to be able to live our lives without being dependent on Monsanto for our food, without being dependent on the privately owned Federal Reserve for our currency, without being dependent on a huge corporation for our drinking water. Now Nestle says water should be privatized. It's not a public utility any longer. It's enforced dependence, and dependence is slavery. And I will not be a slave. Anything else, George?
Well, it's already talked about, like, in the county for, like, the permits. Like you say, they're sort of like doing a waiver to get people to get rebuilding. They even found out the building permit process is pretty much, you know, federalized in that area.
It's a mess.
And it's just the thing is, like, all you hear is, like, neighbor's going to help neighbor and get them rebuilt. I mean, it's a tight-knit community. And, you know, the thing is, but like I say, but they wanted to hear about the government sending aid. It's like, and people say, we don't need the government. We'll rebuild ourselves. And already is all like the people of Texas are already donating to help people, you know, help people rebuild and already sending food and stuff. So I don't really think we need FEMA or the government there. The people are doing just fine by themselves.
The people can always do fine by themselves. Part of the big lie of government is that you can't live your life without them. Same kind of big lie you get from religion. You can't live your life without our particular imaginary playmate in the sky. It's functioning as a religion. And you need to understand, FEMA was never about taking care of the ordinary American people. It's about preserving continuity of government, to protect the government from the people. Same mission the Department of Homeland Security has.
Well, that continuity of government's getting ready to collapse, because even when the Federal Reserve having no gold and the way the federal government is unsustainable, dysfunctional, it's getting ready to collapse. And, you know, and
I agree.
Encourage all the Patriot broadcasters, don't feed it, don't feed the beast anymore. Let it collapse.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Again, do not resort to violence. That is what the government wants, what they have armed themselves and what they're prepared to deal with. What the federal government and the Federal Reserve cannot handle, do not know how to handle, is 300 million Americans standing up and saying, we will not be the wallet of last resort for Wall Street and Washington, D.C.'s crimes and corruptions. We won't pay the bills anymore. It's not even a question of whether we want to or not. We don't have it anymore. So all you foreign investors, you better get your money out now, because we can't cover all the losses that are about to happen when all of these derivatives and leveraging and all the rest of that stuff starts to fall apart. George, we're going to let you go here.
All right, thank you, bye.
You got it. Thanks for the call. And before I take the next phone call, interesting story that is over at the Intel Hub pointing out that Obama's speech last Friday on Boston basically came down to Obama saying, don't look for yourselves. Don't go out on the net. Don't look for anything. We will conduct an investigation and we will tell you what to think. And they're equating it to George W. Bush making that statement, let us never tolerate outrageous conspiracy theories concerning the attacks of September the 11th. Because obviously from Obama paraphrasing that himself, basically saying, you know, there's all kinds of bogus information out there. You shouldn't look at it. You rely on us to tell you what to think. No, we're not going to do that, Obama. First of all, remember back in 2008 when you were campaigning And you told us all that the first thing that you would do if you were elected president was end the wars and bring our kids home. And you lied, you lied, you lied, you lied, you lied. So why on earth would anybody listen to anything you have to say right now? You lack credibility. The federal government lacks credibility. It's falling apart before our very eyes. We're going to grab a phone call here. Paul in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hello, Michael. Thanks for taking my call regarding the Reichstag fire. The main patsy was that Dutch kid, retarded kid named Van der Lubbe. And this George Dimitrov that you keep invoking, he was allowed to leave Germany and died in 1949, long after Nazism was defeated. He died in Russia. So if anyone killed him, it was Stalin, not the Germans.
Yeah, but the point we're making here is the Reichstag fire is a classic case of a known false flag. And the reason we keep coming back to it is to remind all Americans, false flags are a fact of life. It is how governments will start wars, because ordinary people do not want to go to war. It's very difficult, dangerous work for very low pay. And most people would want to stay at home with their families and just live their lives. So throughout history, every leader who has wanted to initiate a war has to lie and trick their population into it. 9/11 was no different. Pearl Harbor was no different. Gulf of Tonkin was no different. USS Maine and Havana Harbor was no different. The Lusitania turned out it was carrying war munitions. The Germans actually ran newspaper ads telling people, don't sail on the Lusitania. It's carrying war munitions. It is a target of war, and we will sink it. And the U.S. government was telling all these civilians, oh, yeah, sail on the Lusitania. You don't want to listen to the German government. They're just full of sauerkraut here. Just get on that ship. And they loaded up that ship with innocent civilians. So when the Germans did sink the Lusitania, they could say, the Germans have killed a civilian passenger liner full of innocent people, and we're off to war. And, of course, about 10 years ago, divers finally reached the holds of the Lusitania, and by golly, it was full of war material. So that's why we keep coming back to these things. This is how these wars get started. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you head on out here. But again, this is how these things get done. And if you go back to the presentation I did in New York on the 10th anniversary of 9/11, I went back and I looked at all these lies and frauds throughout history, all the way back to Marcus Licinius Crassus, who used the threat of the slave revolt to make himself, supreme ruler of Rome without having to listen to the Senate. Spartacus wasn't marching on Rome. They were trying to get out. And it says, same thing, donation of Constantine, another huge, huge history-changing fraud and hoax. It's all lies and fraud, and this is just more of the same. Now, I want to talk a little bit about Glenn Beck, because last Friday, Glenn Beck started grandstanding that he had damning information about the Boston bombing, and he was going to give the federal government until Monday to come clean. And then yesterday he basically came out trying to lay the blame for the bombing on Saudi Arabia because of the first wrongful arrest, who was a Saudi, and they released him and then promptly deported him. And Glenn Beck is out to try, it's the Saudis are committing acts of terror. And again, common sense has to apply. Saudi Arabia has billions, if not trillions, of their oil dollars invested in the United States of America. Saudi Arabia is not going to risk having the U.S. government seize all that money in response to a terror attack. If Saudi Arabia wanted to harm the United States of America, all they have to do is ask for that money back. All at the same time, just yank it out of the banks and investments and brokerages, and the entire U.S. economy and government would collapse. Saudi Arabia doesn't need to bomb a foot race. And Glenn Beck was out there trying to sell this thing. We've got to get war against the Saudis and so forth and so on. And it is. It's just all a hoax, and it is fragmenting rapidly in front of our eyes. Let's see, article that came out of theuglytruth.com, a reminder, Israeli Mossad posing as American intelligence assets. And apparently it relates to a series of memos that were declassified from the George W. Bush administration that describe how Israeli Mossad officers recruited terror operatives by passing themselves off as American agents. Hi, I work for the CIA. We want you to go out and do this really bad thing that will help America. And it was another false flag operation. So it's really getting silly out there. I'm expecting them to try and pass a bill banning pressure cookers or regulate them. No pressure cookers over a one-quart capacity. Those things are dangerous. We've got to regulate kitchenware. Five-day waiting period to get a cheese grater. And it's just out there. Now then, speaking of false flags, remember the guy who was the Elvis impersonator? Got a hunk of burning rosin. He's been released from jail. He didn't do it. Somebody did it and signed his initials to it. But he's another patsy. And they've released him from jail, and they're not saying why and what happened and where their investigation is. Meanwhile, up in Canada, they're rushing forward on their new anti-terrorism bill because they passed an anti-terror bill after 9/11, and some of those emergency measures were sunsetted in 2007, and the government wants them back. And they were trying to get this thing, give us these extraordinary authorities again. So the Boston and the Canada train plot were perfectly timed for these people pushing this anti-terrorism bill up in Canada here. By the way, a little side note, this so-called terror plot up in Canada. You want to know who blew the whistle on these two guys who got arrested? The Muslim community. And this actually happens a lot, where these infiltrators, informants, will go into the Muslim community and they'll walk around trying to stir up trouble. And the Muslim community themselves will call the police and say, look, you got to come get these bozos. They're not part of our community. They just showed up a week ago and they're causing trouble. And that's what happened up there in Canada. So they're learning to spot the infiltrators. A lot of them out there. Actually, what it is, the United States has just released their latest drone to prowl the world. And these drones look like human beings. And they're out there saying things like, income taxes are legal. The FBI never lies. Corporate media always tells the truth. GMOs can't hurt you. Muslims are evil. They hate us for our freedoms. Israel is good. Vince Foster committed suicide. Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. Private central banks are the only way to run the economy. And on and on and on. So that's the latest U.S. government drone that is out there waging war on us. Now, speaking of war, real war, Russia is out there basically accusing the United States of attempting to create a new global economic order, which is exactly what I've been saying over the last few months. The goal of all of these wars of conquest is to return the world to Bretton Woods, where everything is bought and sold using U.S. dollars, from which the United States gets a piece of the action on everybody else's manufactured goods, agriculture, labor, services. Get a piece of the action. We're going to get a piece of the action. We're the United States. We get a piece of everything. And, of course, lately, especially since Israel's increased aggressions against the oil nations of the Middle East, the whole petrodollar is beginning to fall apart. Nations are turning away from the dollar. And the goal of the United States, which has lost most of its manufacturing, and what manufacturing we have left is putting out really poor products nobody wants to buy. We're now a net importer of food thanks to GMO failures, ethanol diversions, and the collapse of the irrigation systems that powered the farmlands of the West. So we don't have anything to sell, and the U.S. is going to prop itself up by trying to force the world back onto Bretton Woods, where everybody has to go through the dollar to conduct business internationally. And the rest of the world doesn't want that. Russia is now calling the U.S. on it, as well they should. Now, Chuck Hagel is out there, for all intents and purposes, saying it will be up to Israel when the United States goes to war against Iran. And again, you want to go back to that Constitution, because only Congress has the authority to declare a war. Even the president can't declare a war. Under the War Powers Act, he can send troops in to deal with a crisis or an emergency for 30 days. Then he's got to get Congress permission to continue with that. But Hagel is out there saying, no, we're going to let Israel call this. We're going to let a foreign government tell us when we're going to send your sons and daughters to suffer death and disfigurement on the other side of the planet. That's what Hagel is saying there right now. And, of course, the U.S. Senate just approved Resolution 65 that says if Israel just hauls off and attacks Iran for no reason at all, U.S. forces will be committed to support Israel or to protect Israel. Because we all know what's going to happen. Israel is going to attack Iran. They're going to scurry back to Israel. And they're going to say, Mommy, please, the Iranians are being bad. And the U.S. Senate says, we're going to throw your kids in between Iran and Israel to protect those poor Israelis from Iran's retaliation. Because that's obviously all your kids are worth. They're all that your kids are good for. Got to protect those precious Israeli young people. They're valuable. They're special. They're chosen. We'll throw those Americans in the way as bullet stoppers. We'll be right back.
These annoying collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Tonight, as I sit at the kitchen table and write my monthly check to bank and trust, I sigh to think I should have seen this coming. Now I'm struggling with another boom gone bust. Oh, see how the bubbles swell and shrink.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about Chuck Hagel saying that anytime Israel wants to attack Iran, we, the American people, will have no choice but to go in and support Israel against Iran because Israel's nuclear weapons are good and Iran's nuclear weapons, if they had one, are bad. And so inevitably bolstered by this kind of support from the U.S. government, Israel is back to screaming about Iran and the nuclear red line. Remember Netanyahu and his little cartoon bomb at the United Nations and how much fun we had with that? Anyway, speaking at a security conference in Tel Aviv, Yadlin said, for all intents and purposes, Iran has crossed Israel's red line. Iran will be a month or two away from blah, 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 blah. Same thing we've been hearing all along. 1992, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres tells French TV Iran was going to have nuclear warheads by 1999. In 1992, Joseph Alfer, former official of Israel's Mossad, says Iran has to be identified as enemy number one. 1992, Israeli parliamentarian Benjamin Netanyahu tells his colleagues Iran is 3 to 5 years away from a nuclear weapon. 1995, the New York Times reports U.S. and Israeli officials fear Iran is much closer to producing nuclear weapons, less than 5 years away. 1996, Shimon Peres claims Iran will have nuclear weapons in 4 years. 1998, former Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld claims Iran could build an ICBM capable of reaching the U.S. within 5 years. And it goes on and on and on. I got a huge list appended to this story. They have been crying nuclear wolf for years now. And there is still, to this date, zero actual evidence that Iran is building a nuclear weapon. It's just a repeat of the Iraq lie. We must attack them because they have weapons of mass destruction. Oh, golly gee whiz, after we smashed the place and lynched Saddam, turns out, hey, they didn't have weapons of mass destruction after all. Is our face red? I guess it was just a silly little goof on our part, saith the United States government. The reality is, of course, Iran as a culture does not initiate wars of conquest. The last time Iran invaded another country in a war of aggression, it was over 200 years ago. It is not their nature. It's not their culture. And even if Iran had a nuclear weapon, do you really think they're going to use it against Israel, the world's sixth most powerful nuclear armed state? If Iran had a nuclear bomb, do you think they're going to actually use it against the United States of America, which is arguably the world's most powerful nuclear nation? And the only nation that has ever actually been psychotic enough to use nuclear weapons of mass destruction against the civilians of another country. No, they're not going to do it. If Iran were to have a nuclear bomb, it would be for the purpose of deterrence. Please don't invade us. We have a nuclear bomb that we will use if you invade us. But again, there's no evidence at all. It's just a repeat of the big lie, the big lie, the big lie. Boston is here to try and get you to hate all the Muslims. Oh, bomb Iran. It's just a bunch of Muslims over there, which is a lie. A lot of Christians and Jews live there quite happily. We'll be right back.